Forecast number one by CBS, starring Marlena Dietrich as Scheherazade.
Forecast. The Columbia Broadcasting System presents its annual dress rehearsal of new and exciting radio programs, each plainly earmarked for future reference. Tonight, and on the seven Monday evenings following, CBS will present 12 new radio first nights under the title Forecast. Each broadcast is intended to be a showcase for an idea, a sample broadcast of a new show which, if you like it, may reach the air as a regular weekly feature. For the benefit of radio listeners who will welcome programs of refreshing new quality, for the benefit of sponsors who are in search of outstanding new radio entertainment, for the benefit of the country's best actors, writers, singers, conductors, comedians, directors, who are finding in these new programs new outlets for their talents, Columbia presents Forecast. Forecast number one, from Hollywood, Miss Marlena Dietrich and a distinguished cast directed by Charles Vanda in True Boardman's dramatization of the most famous tales of exotic romance and adventure ever written, The Arabian Nights. To Allah. Delving deep into the greatest of all sources of romantic legendary, CBS presents the tales of the Thousand and One Nights, the Arabian Nights, starring Miss Marlena Dietrich as the fabulous princess Scheherazade.
Such tales to tell as no man yet has heard. Wondrous as life itself, magic as birth, beauteous as deathless love. Hear then these words.
Such tales to tell indeed has Scheherazade. Tales from the world's greatest single treasure house of fiction. This evening, during the opening half hour, we shall bring before you as a dramatic prologue the extraordinary story of the great King Shahryar and of how Scheherazade the Beautiful came to relate the tales of the Arabian Nights. Following this background of our proposed series, we shall present a complete half hour typical of one you might hear during a representative week of actual commercial broadcasting.
It is related that in Samarkand, in ancient days, there dwelt a certain king.
Shahryar was his name, and great his power.
As numberless as trees upon a plain, his subject.
His wealth as boundless as the sea.
Yet was he king of nothing in his heart.
Until the coming of Scheherazade.
Let her name be spoken in whisper.
Scheherazade.
Let the magic of her name sing with the rivers, Scheherazade.
Let the wonder of her name echo forth from mountaintop to farthest mountaintop.
Scheherazade!
It is my name they speak. I am Scheherazade. Yet there's little need for wonder or for lavish praise in my behalf. Being a woman, I have but lived as woman must live. And living so, have loved. Loved well.
This then was the beginning. The father of Scheherazade was called Hassan, Vizier to Shahryar, the king of Samarkand. And on a certain time it came to pass, the king desired to journey to a distant land, to Araby, where ruled his brother Shah Zaman. The wish of Shahryar was lightning, the word of Shahryar was law. And so upon the morn of his departure...
All is in readiness, Hassan, my vizier.
As you commanded, mighty king. 500 of the fleetest horsemen as your royal guard. 1,000 camels richly laden with gifts for your royal brother.
Let us depart then. Wait. Where is Maradine, my queen? Does the bride of the king not stand forth to wish her husband well on his departure?
I am here, my lord and master.
Embrace me then. Farewell, my lovely one. Guard well thy charms.
I will guard them well.
And count the hours till my return?
And count the hours till thy return.
See that you do. Hassan, give the command.
Forward! Forward in the name of Allah!
Farewell, Maradi!
Guard well thy charms, the king had said, and count the hours till my return. And yet, almost before the echo of the plunging hooves had died away, before the cloud of desert sand the horseman raised upon the western sky was gone.
Maradine, you have come to me. The king.
He has gone to his brother and father's Araby. It is the blessed day of our deliverance and love.
You will go away with me. You will desert the harem of the king.
Beloved, since we were children, I have loved you. But my father's will that I should be wed to Shahryar, never my own. I cannot stay with him. I shall not stay.
And at the hour of sundown, they were gone, out through the city gates in some disguise, and on to freedom in the desert night. To freedom and to safety and their destiny together. But suddenly, the king in swift return, a change of heart, a mind.
And the very winds cried out in warning, saying, go no farther, Shahryar, return.
The wind spoke truly, mighty king, for I have grievous news. Meridine, your queen...
What about my wife?
She has fled.
What is that you say?
This slave has told us all, O mighty one. The queen left Samarkand at sundown with a soldier of the palace guard.
Kill the slave!
But it is true.
I said to kill him! And Hassan...
My lord...
Call forth from my arm is every horseman in the kingdom... Bid them ride by every route from Samarkand. Let them find my queen and her beloved. Though they ride until the end of time and reach the borders of the earth, I want them found.
And then...
Let the man be slain.
And Maradine, thy queen...
Let Maradine be brought again to Samarkand. That pleasure shall be mine.
No, Shahryar.
I have spoken. And here, father, this in the name of Allah is my vow. This shall not occur again. The king of Samarkand shall have 100 wives, 1,000 if it please him. But never again shall a wife of Shahryar prove faithless to him. Never! For each and all, upon the midnight hour of her marriage day, shall die!
Never more fateful oath, never more terrible than those words of Shahryar. Maradine, tragic one, brought back in terror, was but the first. Great was the grief of Samarkand in days to come, for festival and death walked hand in hand, and Maradine had many beauteous followers into paradise.
many the marriages, many the sudden deaths. Deaths upon the hour of midnight within the palace of the king. Until at last...
Forgive me, almighty king, and spare me your wrath. But what you ask is impossible.
Impossible?
Every father with a daughter of marriage age has sent her forth to some other land.
If there are maidens in other lands, then seek them there. Go where you must and how you will, but follow my command. Bring me new wives.
Hear ye! Hear ye! A proclamation from the Sultan. Son, appear in our master's name. Our sultan has ordered me to proclaim.
Hush to the royal word, hush and be quiet, or soon you will die on death and tragedy.
Hush to the royal word, hush and be careful, or you'll have a shamble of death and misery.
You shall swear to journey to everywhere, find you there, the fairest of all the fair. Bring to your monarch the fairest, the finest, and beauty sublimest for him to marry. Find him in Baghdad a wife who is beautiful. Find in Damascus a wife who is dutiful. Be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone.
We shall swear to journey to everywhere.
Samarkand had there been seen maidens more beautiful. Surely from these one bride Shahryar must spare. Each time at the wedding feast, anticipation, every guest waiting with hope and with fear. But all came to death, until there was left only Enid, the lovely one, and even for her at the same fatal hour.
My lord, my husband, what has come upon you? Why do you look upon me so? You've been pleased with me till now.
It is the hour.
The hour?
Of your death.
Oh, no.
That melody. You hear it? At its end, you must be gone from this life.
But Why?
I have sworn that no wife of mine shall live beyond the midnight hour of our marriage day.
Which is not true.
At the music's end, you have a choice. At my hand, by this sword, or of your own will. From the balcony there, it is a swift and sure descent to the river far beneath.
Sharia, I love you. Let me live. Spare me, Sharia.
None shall be spared. Though my wives be as many as the sands of the sea, none shall be spared. Prepare. The music ends.
No. No, Sharia, stay back. I must die. Let it not be for the hand of him I love. Farewell, my husband. Farewell!
Farewell, Enid, the lovely one, and swift entry into paradise. Hassan! Hassan!
My lord. From the balcony.
From the balcony.
She was so young, Sharia.
She was a woman. Hassan, you will find another. There shall be another marriage feast before the moon is full.
That is impossible, for even to the father's kingdom the stories of your vow have gone. No man who knows will consent to sacrifice his daughter.
Son, you've heard my command. A wife within 9 days, young and beautiful. As you yourself would live, I have spoken.
Father? Dunyazad, my child.
It is not true what I've heard, that we must leave the palace, leave Samarkand.
It is true, Dunyazad, my daughter. And to be spoken only in whispers. I stand on the precipice of the king's displeasure. My very life is forfeit.
Can he not be pacified?
Unless it be by words that are magic, there is no way.
Father, there is a way.
What?
Scheherazade.
Your sister?
Words of magic, you say. Hers are such words. Send for her. Send for Scheherazade.
There is no need. I'm here. My child. I was alone in my apartment. And to my heart there came a sudden warning. You, my cherished father, have need of me. I have come.
There is nothing to be done, Scheherazade. The king has commanded on pain of death that I provide another wife for him. And there is no maiden to be found.
You are wrong, my father.
What are you saying, Scheherazade?
Our father shall bring a bride to the king. And within this hour, myself.
No, it shall not be done. I say it shall not be.
I say it shall. Am I not fit to be the queen of Samarkand? Go now. Make ready to escort me to the king.
I cannot. You are my daughter, the light of my whole existence. If you die at his hands...
If I die, I'm unworthy of being called your daughter. Go. Have no fear.
You have none? No fear?
Remember, father, the king is only a man. I am a woman.
You have commanded and I obey. This maiden...
What is her name?
My name is Scheherazade.
Lift your veil that I may see your face.
I lift my veil so I may see your face, O king.
By Allah. She is beautiful, Hassan. More beautiful than...
Than any of your other wives, King Shahryar?
Guard your tongue, my daughter.
Your daughter? This beauty is flesh and blood of my own vizier and has been kept concealed from me till now.
Be not angry with me, Shahryar.
The fault was mine. I have had no desire to appear at the functions of the court.
And what was more important to you than adding your beauty to my palace?
To learn the meaning of the stars, my king. To discover the hidden secrets of true magic. To know all strange and wondrous tales of adventure and romance.
And you do know all these things?
I do.
But now you will graciously abandon them to become my wife.
If it is the will of Allah.
It is my will. Hassan, send for the priests, the witnesses. The wedding shall be performed at once. The marriage career of this proud daughter of yours, however brief, shall be memorable in history.
Hassan!
Scheherazade, I swear that you were changed by your marriage. Your mirror now seems your only confidant. Must every queen be haughty then and moody?
This haughty face was never meant for you, dear Duniazad. It is a desperate and daring game I'm about to play. And but for you, I have no confidant. Therefore be true. Remember my instructions.
I remember. At the midnight hour.
At the midnight hour.
Yes, Hassan?
You are pleased with the marriage feast I have arranged?
Well pleased. Well pleased, Hassan.
And with my daughter as your bride?
I am enchanted with her. She is to other women as the brightness of the sun is to the stars. And in the acts of love, she is sublimity itself.
You are not angry with her then for the sharpness of her speech when first you met?
That was before our marriage, Hassan. Your daughter now has known her master. She will be silent and obey.
My husband?
Yes, Scheherazade.
This music tires me. I wish it changed.
My daughter.
You wish it changed. And it is you alone who must be pleased.
Who else, since I am queen, your wife? Let the music cease.
Scheherazade, in the name of heaven, guard your tongue. The hour of midnight is at hand. The king has been pleased with you till now. He loves you.
How do you know he loves me?
He told me so. And if you are dutiful and full of honeyed words, he may spare you.
His other wives were full of honeyed words, and still they died.
They even sang his praises, some of them. You must do that. Oh, mighty king, my daughter has stopped the music, only that she may sing herself. Sing of her praise for you, her husband.
Ah, a song of praise as well. Silence. Your queen herself would entertain us. Let there be music. Your song, Scheherazade.
My father's mistaken. I have no wish to sing. Besides, Shahryar, I should think by now you would be bored with hearing lies about yourself.
Silence!
So my queen has no desire to sing my praise?
None whatsoever.
And if I asked you to dance for me?
I should refuse. I'm tired, and the hour is late.
You speak truly, Scheherazade. It is later than you think. Begone, all of you, and quickly.
Scheherazade, my daughter.
Oh, my father, fear not.
You, Hassan, I have commanded all to leave.
I go, my lord. I go.
And now, my too proud queen.
I am glad you have sent them away, my husband.
You are glad? You know what must occur within this hour. What must occur by my oath. And this melody. You know what takes place when it has ended?
It is an exquisite melody. You wished me to dance, Shahryar, to dance for many eyes, and I refused. I will dance now for this melody, and for thine eyes alone, and for thy pleasure. See, my husband, never has this dance been known in Samarkand. From a princess of farthest Egypt, I've learned it. For you, Shahryar, only for you.
Are you mad? Dancing to the melody of death?
Watch, Shahryar, my husband. Beloved of my heart, watch. Guardian of my delight, let your eyes be my prisoner. Watch.
Stop it!
Shahryar, most exquisite of lovers, watch.
Stop it, I say, stop!
Your arm is strong, my husband. Strong and beautiful. Come, kill me now. It is the hour, Shahryar. It shall be by thy hand, my husband. No other hand shall touch me while I live. Here, my throat is bare, and I am not afraid. Draw thy sword. Let thy steel pierce its whiteness. Let the red of my blood be a fountain of pleasure to thine eyes. Kill me, beloved husband.
Scheherazade.
You cannot. You love me then.
By Allah. Bear thy throat again.
Scheherazade.
What means this intrusion? Who is this maiden?
She's my sister. My younger sister, Duniazade.
I had to know, Scheherazade.
What is it you must know, my sister?
The ending of the adventure. The tale that you were telling when you were called forth to the palace of the king. I cannot rest until I know the ending.
My husband has no interest in tales of romance.
How do you know that?
Oh, it was a wondrous romance that she told King Shahryar. A tale of such love as no man has known.
What is this story, Shahrazad?
You would not believe were I to tell you.
And why not?
It is the story of a faithful wife.
The story lies. In woman there is fidelity to none save to herself. Let me hear this tale and laugh at its untruth.
Very well, my husband, since it is your pleasure. But am I to have no greater audience than this? I am accustomed to many listeners when I tell a story.
Listeners? You shall have them. Hassan! Hassan!
Well done, Dunyazad. Now quickly, which story shall I tell?
Choose anyone. There is magic in all your stories of romance.
Hassan!
I am here, my king, and heavy is my heart with grief. Could you not have spared Shahrazad? She lives.
Yes, father.
Hassan, summon all back to the court, and quickly.
But I don't understand.
Father, obey the king's command.
Yes, of course. All back to the court at once. She lives. The midnight hour, and still she lives. Magic. Truly, it is magic. Allah be praised. Allah be praised.
We've just heard the first half of Columbia's Forecast Number 1, in which we have given you the background of the Arabian Nights stories. In just a moment, you will hear Scheherazade tell one of her matchless stories in a complete half-hour broadcast, just as you would hear it if the Arabian Nights and Marlene Dietrich were already being presented for you on the air in a regular weekly series. Miss Dietrich, in the episode we have chosen for tonight's preview, will play three roles: Scheherazade, the slave girl Zumurrud, and Zamar the king. We pause briefly for station identification. This, then, is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Arabian Nights, starring Marlene Dietrich as the fabulous princess Scheherazade.
I have such tales to tell as no man yet has heard. Wondrous and magic-filled and beauteous. Wondrous as life itself. Magic as birth, beauteous as deathless love. Hear then these words.
At the command of Shahryar, king of Samarkand, all were assembled within the council hall. And great was the astonishment of all to learn the queen yet lived, to see her beauty breathing still, the wondrous, wordless beauty of Scheherazade.
Let there be silence. You have been summoned here as audience for a tale my queen shall tell. When it is over, but no matter. Hearken well unto her words. He would interrupt them shall know my wrath. Proceed, Scheherazade.
As my lord and husband will. This is the true story of Ali Sher, the merchant's son, and Zumurrud, the slave girl, who was to rule as king.
Slave girl rule as king? And you would pretend this tale is true?
Yes, I hope to enter paradise, my husband. But not too soon. It is the truth.
Very well. Continue, Shahrazad.
There was in ancient times, in the land of Persia, a certain youth whose name was Ali Sher. His merchant father had left great wealth to Ali Sher, but with the foolishness of youth, he wasted it. And so it came to pass that Ali Sher, the wealthy one, was penniless, and friendless and left alone, save for an aged servant of his father named Ramu. And on a certain day, the youth and the old man, his servant, were passing through the city when they came upon a throng of persons in the marketplace.
By Allah, I shall go no further, Ramu, until I know the cause of this gathering.
See, master, it is a sale of slaves.
A sale of but one slave, a girl. And look upon her. Have you ever seen such beauty, such perfection? By Allah, she is the vision of my soul's delight.
Let not your heart be captured by her charms, my master. Oh, remember...
Be still. The sale begins.
The wealth and seekers after loveliness, let now the bidding start. What will you say for this damsel before you, this mistress of moon-like beauties, the precious maiden Zumurrud? What is her worth to you?
Let her be mine for 500 pieces of gold.
500 ten.
I say 600.
And ten.
Let us have done with this. I say 1,000.
1,000? Is there no other bidding?
Ramu, my heart is lost to this maiden. If my very soul were gold, I would give it to possess her.
Such thoughts are vain, Ali, my son.
Is there no higher offer? Then to thee, Rashid, the merchant, this damsel...
Wait! Speak not the word of sale. I am the seller of this slave, and I am bound by oath to sell her to none but her choosing. You must consult her.
So be it. What say you, Zumurrud? Are you content that this man, Rashid the merchant, should purchase you?
I should prefer to die.
What is it you say?
Look at him. His skin is an ancient parchment scratched by many pens. His beard the abandoned nest of long-departed birds. He is no man at all, but an aged vulture transformed by evil magic into human form.
You will regret these words, my fair one.
Did you hear her voice, Ramu? It is as wondrous as her lips.
Let the tale go on. Is there another who will equal Rashid's price?
I will, and gladly.
How say you to this one, Zumurrud?
This one is better. Oh, much better. He's just too short, too bald, too old, and he has too long a beard. Otherwise, he's perfect. But I will not be sold to him.
I will buy her, and at the price. This man, damsel?
No, no, not this one.
Let me be her purchaser. This one?
No, no, not that one.
You are difficult to please. Survey this entire gathering and choose yourself whom you will have as buyer.
I shall. And may Allah grant the one I seek may be among them.
Look, Ramu. See the queenliness of her stature as she surveys the crowd. Verily she is.
By Allah, her eyes rest on you, my son.
Yes, and there is new fire in them, Ramu. The fire of true love.
She comes towards you.
This man I choose. This man and no other shall be my master. For his skin is smooth and his arm is strong. None but this man shall possess me.
Beautiful one, you do not understand. I would give my heart to purchase you. But 1,000 pieces of gold...
Say 900, then.
I cannot.
500.
Believe me, I...
100, then. Surely I am worth 100 pieces of gold.
You are worth uncounted hundreds. But I have not the 1,000th part of 100 pieces.
You speak the truth?
The bitter truth.
Then quickly step aside with me.
But what can we do?
Here, take this purse. Long have I concealed it, waiting for this moment. It contains enough. Take it and purchase me.
Zumurrud, how is it that you dare to leave the buyer's circle?
Have no fear, broker. I have no desire to escape.
I will buy this girl, broker, and for the contents of this purse.
And is the seller willing?
I am content.
Here is your gold. Let us go in peace.
I am ready, my lord and master.
One moment, Ali Sher.
You know my name?
I do. I knew your father well. He was an honest fool. So, you have purchased her, have you? The slave girl who has dared to scoff at me, to scorn Rashid the merchant. I wish you well with her. I wish you well.
I fear that man.
You need fear no one, Zumurrud. For I am your protector and your beloved.
from this moment until the hour we die. Last of my possessions.
You shall have wealth again, and soon, my master. Believe in me.
But how? There are many things I do not understand. A slave girl in the marketplace who bears a purse of gold? How can that be?
Know first, beloved, that I was not born a slave. I am the daughter of a king.
Is this true?
My father is Sultan of Kaladi, a land across the sea. A land that I have left of my own choosing, never to see again.
But why?
A dream. A single dream I had that came again to me for 7 nights and in exact detail.
What was this dream?
An angel came and warned me that I would die unless I left my father's land forever. That only in some distant country could I find love and happiness.
And you dreamed this 7 times?
This and more. For in my dream, I foresaw my departure and my capture by a seller of slaves. Then I saw the marketplace within this city, and my meeting there with him who must, of all men living, be my love.
You mean you saw my face in this dream?
I saw your face.
Allah be praised. But wait. Perhaps there was more to this strange dream.
I'm afraid to tell you.
Tell me, I must know.
Beyond our meeting, it was not clear. But there was separation and suffering for us both. And as the dream came to its end each time, I heard these words. When thou art king, Zumurrud, then and only then shall there be hope of finding thy lost love.
When thou art king? A woman king? This dream is madness.
But Ali Sheikh, this dream has brought me here.
And we shall forget the whole of it but that. The blessedness of our togetherness. For you shall be my bride, Zumurrud, not just my slave. In truth, I love thee well. We shall go now, this hour, to the marriage place.
That too was in my dream, our marriage.
I tell you to forget the dream.
Be warned, Zumurrud. There shall be separation. When thou art king, then and only then shall there be hope of finding thy lost beloved.
Alisha.
You are pale.
Did you not hear?
Hear.
That voice of warning, it came again.
There was no voice, and I heard none. Come, Zumurrud, to the marriage place. From this moment forth, our future is of our own making. Nothing under heaven can part us. Since our marriage have been as time stolen from paradise. In truth, my wife is the living queen of all her sex.
Ali Sheikh, beloved, your words are my enslavers, your words and your arms.
Zumurrud, I must go. The morning sun is already high.
No, do not leave me, my husband.
Do you suppose I wish to? But if your husband is to again be a wealthy merchant, worthy of the most desirable wife in all Persia...
I care not for wealth. Only for thee, Ali Sheikh. Please go not to the marketplace today. I feel it dangerous.
Dangerous?
Remember my dream and the separation and suffering it foretold. Stay by my side.
That dream again. For the 1,000th time, I tell you to erase it from your mind. For us, there can be no danger. Our destiny is happiness together. Farewell, my beloved. I must go.
Farewell, my husband. And may Allah be with you.
This is the home of Ali Sher, the merchant.
Yes.
He who is a seller in the bazaar.
Yes, yes. What about him?
A youth. Tall in stature he is and fair of face.
Name of Allah. Would you tell me what is wrong?
He has been injured.
Oh, no.
An accident in the marketplace. The physician who was passing by attended him and asked me to come for you.
Ali Sheikh, he's not badly hurt.
He may not live.
Oh, please. Please take me to him.
Quickly. Let go of me. Ali Sheh is not in this house. You've lied to me.
Have I indeed? In there with you, fair one.
Ah, so we have a visitor. Welcome, Zumurrud. A thousand welcomes. Well done, my brother.
So it is you, Rashid the merchant. The bidder of the 1,000 pieces of gold. And this lying one is your brother.
So my beard is the abandoned nest of long-departed birds. I am unfit to be the master of such as you. Well, you shall see. Mila!
Rashid, my lord and husband.
This is my new and favorite wife. She who holds in my harem the place you might have held had you been less proud. Mila, are you content to be my bride?
I am well content, Rashid. I count myself doubly blessed by thy love.
You hear that, proud one? Now, Mila, it is my pleasure to give you this girl, Zumurrud, as your slave. And you shall beat her soundly each day. 50 lashes with this. This most exquisite of whips which I have provided. You will enjoy that, no?
I will enjoy it greatly, my lord.
Good. Then I will leave her to your tender care, Mila, beloved. Come, my brother.
I come, Rashid.
Well, wife of Rashid, why do you hold the lash silent? Do you think I'm afraid? Strike.
I shall. I shall.
Go on. Let fall your arm.
No, I cannot. I cannot.
But if your beloved husband commanded you...
I hate my husband. I was sold to him by my father. I loathe his touch upon me.
You spoke with sweetness and affection.
Only because I must deceive Rashid until I shall find means of escape from him.
Escape?
It would mean death if I am captured. But I would gladly take that risk were I not alone.
You need not be alone. Mila, listen. As his favored wife, you have the freedom of this house and of the gardens.
Yes.
And you can demand that as your slave, I never leave your side.
Yes, yes.
That is enough. We shall contrive to get beyond the wall.
But even then, two women traveling alone, passing through the city gates, out into the desert.
Yes, you are right. There was some disguise.
Disguise? Wait! 2 days ago, Rashid and his brother waylaid a soldier of the king. They brought him here and robbed and murdered him. The uniform he wore they have concealed in a closet. The man was not tall of stature and perhaps...
Perfect. I shall wear the uniform and travel as a soldier. You shall be my sister.
Yes. But if we fail...
Fail? If we fail, we die, Mila, and enter into paradise. But if we do not fail, we have hope again of love and happiness upon this earth.